such a joy to be here to focus on Christ coming as our Savior, to save us from our sins and from all world and from eternal death. And that is certainly something that we can rejoice about. And so we pray that tonight you will rejoice as we sing hymns and songs that are near and dear to us, that bring us to that babe in Bethlehem. I invite you to stand as we open up our hymn, our worship this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations.
His marvelous works among all people.
Tonight we light our Advent wreath one more time. We've been lighting it each week as a preparation for the celebration of the coming of Christ. Each week symbolizes a theme: love, hope, peace, joy. And tonight, as John lights it, he will light the center candle, which is the Christ candle, the Christmas candle, signifying that Christ has come. And something really special tonight: John is lighting the candles this evening at the 11 o'clock service, something his father did when he was younger, something that his grandfather did when he was younger here at Emmanuel. So it's a special time, and we thank you, John, for lighting our wreath tonight. Why don't we begin our worship by singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Let us go together, my friends, in time of confession. In peace, let us pray to our Heavenly Father, confident of his forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Almighty Father, we confess that we are sinners by nature and by thought, word, and deed. We cannot do, not merit any forgiveness, but with repentant hearts, we turn to you for mercy, seeking your grace. In your loving kindness, forgive, restore, and lead us, so that we may be renewed and may live to the glory of your holy name. Amen. With joy, I announce good news to you. Our gracious God, in his mercy, has given his Son to be born, to live and then die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Be at peace and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
First reading is from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
invite you to stand for the gospel. Our gospel is according to Luke chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Hasn't our music been just awesome this evening? I think from our orchestra to our choir to all of you singing, it's like God is taking us on a ride. And music is lifting us up and helping us to flow and focus and settle. And I've been really concentrating on music this Christmas season. I don't know about you, but every time I get in my car and I turn on the radio, there's some Christmas song going on. And a lot of them are really fun. You know, there's all sorts of favorites. And thankfully, they've waited this year to kind of start the Christmas carols a little later than Halloween. So that was kind of them, so that we don't get tired of them. But you know what I'm talking about. Perhaps you have some favorite Christmas songs, carols, hymns that you can think of. And so think of those. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear from you what your favorite Christmas songs or hymns are. But I pulled something down from the internet, you know, great treasure trove of information. The 10 best Christmas songs. See if you know any of these. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Mariah Carey. Anybody like that one? There's a lot of comments in here. One says, I'll tell the kids you better be good or else you won't get any presents. And she's like, yes, 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 this is the best song ever. So that's number 10. Number 9 is Jingle Bells, of course. Got to have Jingle Bells, right? Everybody knows Jingle Bells. Number 8, Last Christmas by Wham. Does anybody know that one? Yes, I hear a yes. All right. Is it good? Is it worthy? Jim's saying yeah. He's nodding. Wow, Jim, you're cool. That's awesome. I am not. Number 7, Do They Know It's Christmas by a group called Band-Aid? 6, you'll know this one, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, of course. That's, you know, people gotta fit Rudolph in there. 5, one of my favorite, good old Bing Crosby, White Christmas, you know, ba-ba-ba-boo. I could go on, but I won't. Oh, and 4, this guy is dreamy. You know, Josh Groban singing Silent Night. Ooh, ladies, right? Yeah. Actually went to a Josh Groban concert years back, and there were a bunch of ladies, you know, middle-aged ladies just dying all over Josh Groban. Oh, he's so beautiful. Oh, his hair. Number 3, Waiting for Christmas. Somebody writes, best song ever. I don't know that one. Number 2, All I Want for Christmas Is, not Two Front Teeth. See, I would have thought that too. All I Want for Christmas Is You. We'll go on to the next one. Number 1, Jingle Bell Rock. Who's for that? Jingle Bell Rock. Okay, everybody knows that one. Bobby Helms. Yeah, so what are some of your favorite ones? Let me hear from you. Who's got a favorite Christmas hymn, Christmas song? Yeah, Debbie. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Beautiful. Yes, that glorious song of old. Absolutely. What else? What else we got? Carol. Holy Night. Oh, Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. Yes, this is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Any others? Come on, you got to know them. And they don't have to be, you know, church ones. We'll give you a pass. Okay? White Christmas. Blue Christmas. Yeah, is that Elvis? I'll have a blue Christmas. Joy to the World. John likes Joy to the World. What was else? Carol of the Bells. Give me a little. How's that go? Oh, yes, yes, of course. Any others? Come on, this is great. You're filling my whole sermon. This is good. Oh, how low, how a rose is air blooming. Beautiful. Beautiful hymn. Absolutely. Very worthy of a top 10, I would say. Any others? Don't be shy. There's somebody thinking a good one. Yeah, way out there. Yeah. What is it? Oh, come all ye faithful. Yeah, we have to sing that when we come for Christmas. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know if it was because I was a Charlie Brown fanatic, but my favorite hymn or Christmas song comes from a Charlie Brown Christmas. You know when Linus is up there on stage and, you know, lights please, and he says the gospel according to Luke. Beautiful, poetic, in the voice of a child, it just draws you in. Even now I hear that and I'm like, oh, there's Linus. I got to listen to Linus. And they end the program with Hark the Herald Angels Sing around Charlie Brown's tree that somehow magically went from a little Charlie Brown tree to something glorious like ours. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I thought I'd take a moment, incidentally, Hark the Herald Angels Sing made it on the top 10 list on number 19. So they had 20. Don't know why. But I invite you to take a look at your bulletin. The words to Hark the Herald Angels Sing are printed there, and we're going to sing this after we talk a little bit. But Hark the Herald Angels Sing is really an excellent hymn or Christmas song that focuses us right where we need to be. And it tells us so much about why Jesus came and why this is such a glorious, amazing, important event that nobody should miss. And that's why it starts with the words, hark, hey, heads up. There's something important going on here. It's so important that all of the angelic hosts of heaven are singing gloriously about it. Not timidly, but belting it out. Just as we should sing every time we come and sing Christmas songs, we should be filled with joy. And what are they singing? You heard it in Luke's account. The angels came to the shepherds as they were abiding in their fields at night. They said, glory to the newborn king. There is a king that's been born, and he is due all glory, honor, and praise. And this is what he comes to bring. He comes to bring peace on earth and mercy in a mild way. Why? So that God and sinners, you and I, can be reconciled. Luke is amazing the way he writes. He takes this event and says that Christ's birth, that peace is on earth. Now we sit here in our day and time wondering, will that ever happen? And it won't by human standards. Luke starts that the birth of Christ, the angels sing peace on earth. And did you know that when Jesus enters into Jerusalem on his final week of his life, the people yell, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest, and peace in heaven. So he bookends and says that Jesus brings peace on earth and heaven because he reconciles us with the Father so that God looks upon you and does not see a sinner, but he sees his only child. You, whom he loves, through the lens of his son, the newborn king. So we're reconciled. That's why we sing so gloriously. And because of that, we are joyful. All nations are joyful, and they rise. And we join the throng of triumph in the skies. It's not just us singing this song. It's all of heaven and earth coming together to praise God. Jesus, our Savior. Christ is born in Bethlehem. The Anointed One, the Messiah, has come to this little sleepy town of Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. And while verse 1 is about the announcement, verse 2 is more about his purpose. Christ in the highest heaven, he is adored. And he's the everlasting Lord. Everlasting, never ending. Lord above all, King of kings, Prince of peace, for all times. This is an angelic song for all times. All of these songs, the 10 that I read, will come and go in our age. Some stay longer. Some don't stay very long. But this song is for all time. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin womb. Late in time, prophecies 400 years before Jesus came were saying the Messiah is coming. Will he ever come? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, the prophets say. And they call for Christ to come, and he didn't. And they waited, and they waited. It was as if he was late in time. But I love how Paul says it. In the fullness of time, Christ came. In the perfect time, he came to set us free. And he is the offspring that is foretold in Genesis 3:15. The offspring of a virgin's womb, Isaiah 7, verse 14. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Veiled in flesh, we can't understand or really comprehend the fullness of the presence of God, but so he is veiled in human flesh. And so as Isaiah says, there was nothing remarkable about his appearance. We would have walked right past him because he was veiled in flesh. His glory was hidden from us, but he was walking among us. He was made a man, but yet still fully God at the same time. And it pleased God to dwell among men. That's what it says. Pleased as man, capital M, with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel, the Lord, is God with us. And so while the second verse talks about his purpose, the third verse talks about his characteristics. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. I think we heard it tonight, Isaiah 9. All the attributes, the characteristics, the names of Jesus. Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And hail that Son of Righteousness. He brings a light greater than the sun of righteousness that far surpasses any of our own self-righteousness. And he is the light of light. That's what he brings. And he is risen with healing in his wings. It foretells his resurrection. This is a prophecy from Micah. Jesus brings healing to our broken lives. Whatever is you're struggling with, dear friends, whatever is broken and fractured in your life, Jesus brings healing. And he carries us with him. As he rises, we too shall rise. And mild he lays his glory by. For a time he sets his glory aside. Born that man no more may die. He does this out of love for you and me. He's willing to come down from his glorious throne, the highest heaven, as Paul talks about it in Philippians 2. He lays his glory by so that you and I will never have to die. And he's born to raise us, the sons of earth, and to give us second birth. That's why our baptism is so important. Our baptism in the name of Christ Jesus, who gives us identity, who gives us new birth. Jesus said, if you're not born of water and the Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of God. A second birth, a second chance, new life. Oh, hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. So personally, I thank Charles Schultz, for connecting Luke and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So I, as a young boy, watching my favorite Christmas cartoon, can finally connect what God has been trying to tell us all along. And while all the songs that we sing and tap our toes to and sing as we decorate the Christmas tree and drive in the car and while we shop are fun and excellent and fine, it's the ones that point us to the real reason why you and I are here. We are changed because of Jesus coming into our lives. And so we should do the same as the angels. We should leave this place not only filled with joy, but filled so much that we proclaim this message to whomever we see. And we are not to be timid, but we are to be pouring out with joy and happiness and share it with others so that they can come along with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stand to confess our faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in
Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, under Pontius Pilate, was crucified.
Thank you.
may be seated as we go to our Lord in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you have made your dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, in the presence of your Son, the Babe of Bethlehem. May we greet your Son with anthems sweet and hasten to bring him our praises. For Christ is born the Babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that you keep your promises and that you have provided your own dear Son who has opened the door to paradise through the forgiveness of our sin. For Christ is born the Babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that your Son, who became like us, taking on the form of a servant, now has changed us to be more like him, a servant. For Christ is born the Babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that nothing can separate us from your love, not sickness, death, anything. We pray for those who need to know your closeness and your healing presence, especially Art, Audrey, Baby Ray Lynn, Betsy, Dale, Diane, Ron, Eb, Evelyn, John, Katie, Kira, Marie, Phyllis, Ray, Roy, Vernette, Walter, Will, and Vernette. We pray for those who experience a loss, especially for the family of P. Richard Pearson, who entered heaven on December 10th, and Yolanda and Herb Hansen, whose nephew had also passed. However, Lord, we do rejoice in your healing presence. Christ is born the Babe, the Son of Mary. Be near us, Lord Jesus. We ask thee to stay close by us forever. And love us, we pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, I invite you to stand as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
I invite you to stand. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. And you have filled us with the light of the world, who became human and lived among us. Let the light of our faith in the Christ child shine in all we do and say. In his name we pray, live, and reflect his light. Amen. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. No longer will the sun be your light by day, nor the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you. Dear friends, you have heard the message of the angels. Now share it. You have sung the Gloria. Now show Christ's glory. You have seen the gift. Share it. You have been blessed to walk this night in the presence of the angels. Let your joy be full and your thanks sound forth. The Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you, and keep you. Amen. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas.